Hello.
Mum.
Hi.
Hi. Guess across the road gave this allotment, I don't know, convenient or something, my number, about the dogs and the allotments or something, so I'll add him in the call, but he's a cheeky so-and-so.
Uh-huh.
Right. I feel I'm getting messed about here. Hello.
Hi.
Who am I speaking to now?
What do you mean now?
This is
I thought you were the one that was looking for myself.
Well, no, I was looking for Mrs. McGugan, the owner of these two mutts that have been out on the allotment.
No two dogs of mine have been on the allotment. Right. My dog.
Sorry,
no,
madam, there's clearly been a misunderstanding. Two Jack Russells.
My dogs are leading. They don't even look like Jack Russells. They're across. Right. They're on the lead all the time. They've not been in the allotment, so I don't know who told you that.
Right, Jeff.
Jeff?
Yes.
Neighbour across the road?
Yes.
Who am I actually speaking to?
You're speaking to Councillor McDougall, madam.
Councillor McDougall?
I'm the allotment convener here.
So I take it that's Jeff that stays across the road?
I couldn't actually...
There he's there. Actually, he's just getting out his work's van, if you hold on a wee second.
Well, I couldn't say for sure that was him.
Excuse me.
You don't care.
Obviously, you're in the allotments. Have you ever seen my two dogs running about in there?
Two little yappy mutts, two Jack Russells. What? Are you the owner of these dogs or not?
Yes, I'm the owner. What are you going to do about it? You know my address, so come and see me.
I'm going to send a written warning to you.
Sending a written warning nowhere.
To keep these dogs under control while we organise.
You know, keep yourself under control, because I don't know where you've been elected as an MP.
I'm not an MP, you ignorant fool. I'm a councillor.
I don't care if you're the president.
A number of people have seen them.
I spoke to a man coming out of the allotment and I've just asked him the question. Are you deaf as well? See all the people that are against it. We'll all have our dogs running about the allotment.
I am an elected member of council. I'm like a freedom fighter for the area. They call me the warrior.
Aye, the warrior. I'm not even tell you what they call me.
I spoke to your daughter earlier on, Danielle, and she said that sometimes the dogs, Millie and Macy, can be a little bit out of control, she said.
Whether they're out of control or whatever else, there's nothing to do with them running about the allotment.
I'll put Danielle back on.
Oh, like there's another wee Jack Russell. Come on, join in. Do you want to go to the allotment?
Listen to those yappy little mutts.
Mum, you have to stop them barking when he's in that phone. He's a member of the council. You can't go shouting at him.
A member of the council to get in about this. Telling me that it was Jeff that said it? No way.
If you speak to Jeff, he'll verify everything. Ask those yappy little mutts, see what they say.
I will. You're a yappy little mutt.
Put the phone down to
you
the dog.
You should have a muzzle. Put the phone down to the dog. Sorry, no bother with you. I've got mug written over my head.
I've got a message for your dog, madam. You tell your dog I said this. In your face, you mad mutt.
Who is this?
You're live on Clyde One's Make Your Dad Mad.
No, you're not. I'm not a dad, I'm a mum.
I know, we had to stretch the rules a little. But you did sound a wee bit blokey, so you got away with it, Lorraine.
Oh, thanks very much.
No, Danielle set you up.
I'm going to actually kill her.
She said something.
Sorry, mum.
She said that you've been protesting against the allotment being extended, is that right?
You kind of get parked in the street as it is with the allotment, so if they extend it, it's the park.
All right, well, Lorraine, thank you for being such a great sport, and well done,
thank
Danielle.
You.
Speak to you guys later.
Bye. See you later.